I am so excited you're joining me in Studio C. Today, we're going to talk about all the glorious things that God has done during this year's Glorious Conference. And I know it will bless you like it's blessed me. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis. It's always a joy for me to welcome you into my studio seat right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries International Headquarters. And of course, I have Chrissy with me.
I love being with you. I love having times with you, Miss Kathy, because it's always glorious in the presence of God. And it's just always such a joy to sit here, to reflect on the Word of God, and also to reflect on the glorious conference we just had, which was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, I love being with you. You're always so full of joy. And
you had
a great big part in planning the conference, as well as kicking it off, all the behind the scenes.
I loved it.
Chatting with our online audience as well. So I'm glad that you're here today as well.
Yes.
You know, so much happened. People came from all over. I remember just connecting with the pastors that came as well as the people. And we had a great prayer. I mean, there was so much. We're going to talk about it today.
Oh, it's so fun.
We're going to have a fun time sharing with you. And you know, the theme, just so if you're not aware, because, you know, there's people that join in with us for the first time.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, wherever you're joining from, please let us know. We always are encouraged and blessed to know that this program is going out all over the world and touching people. And I believe that God is going to touch your life today. In fact, our theme scripture for the glorious living this year, in fact, we've been doing it since the year 2000.
That's amazing.
The women's conference is here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. But this year, God gave me the scripture in Luke chapter, and it's on our cup,
which is
one of our merch items
that we had
at the conference.
Cheers,
I just love
Kathy.
This one.
Me too.
I got coffee.
Favorite.
She's got water, but I needed another cup today.
A little double dose.
But Luke chapter 13, verse 17 says, all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
I love it.
We have that on the card. Of course, I had it in the scripture, but I decided to read it on the cup. But God has done some glorious things in my life over the years. The Bible's filled with glorious things. And we talked a lot about that at the conference.
I
believe that God did new things in the conference.
Me too. And it was just so encouraging to gather together as women of faith to talk about our glorious stories, to share testimonies, to just see familiar faces. That's one of my favorite parts is when I get to the conference, all the friends I've made over the years, they're there. And it's just so great to get together to talk about the things from the past year to then. What did God do for you? You know, how did you start that new business? Did you have that baby? Did your family get restored? What are you healed? Whatever the
Let
me hear your story.
Your glorious things
exactly
that's happened in your life. But you know, we prepared for the conference. Lots of work went into it, the planning of course, but the decorations, and weren't they over the top?
Oh my gosh, they're always so good.
You know, Dom normally have like a hot pink, a strong pink, but this year we went soft.
It was.
And it was beautiful. They had fabric draped in the auditorium. I mean, maybe they can show some of these while
we're gonna
for the
get
program.
That.
It'd be good to overlayer with this, because those of you who couldn't be here, you missed it. I'm telling you, it's so beautiful.
It was so good.
But I believe, you know, if you watched any part of it, because we had so many views, I forget the count right now, but many views from all over the world. And if you were ministered to, let us know.
Yes.
Maybe you haven't taken the time to share your comment or how you were impacted. Because I believe the same spirit that was in the room, in the church sanctuary, was communicated through the screen.
It sure was. And I loved, like you mentioned, the decorations were just absolutely elegant, beautiful. The church was all ready for the ladies to come in. And that's due to the Simply Put ladies.
Yeah, we had fresh flowers.
Oh, fresh flowers.
Fresh roses. You know, I still have some of those roses that were in one of the rooms. Big, beautiful, long-stem pink roses.
So
I have them in my office now enjoying
them.
It's
so good, so good. I have actually some comments, testimonies that I gathered from people who were watching online and that attended the conference. And, you know, as I read them, it just becomes so exciting. The working here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries is so amazing. Getting prepared, praying for the conference, and waiting for the ladies to arrive, and then seeing it unfold, it's so rewarding and beautiful. And it makes you want to just keep on going. And so I have some I want to share that we can chat about. This is Joe. She says, I watched online. It was amazing. I love Pastor Kathy's boldness. When so many are shrinking back in this hour, she is encouraging women to be influencers for the Lord in every arena of life. She is truly inspiring.
Amen.
And Joe ain't lying. You are, Miss Kathy.
Well, that's God so gave good. Me a phrase many years ago, and I think I threw it out there during the conference at one point, but God has considers all of us women VIPs.
Yes.
It's not very important, although you're important, very influential people. So we influence families, we influence businesses, nations, school arenas, the government arena. There's so many areas that women have a strong voice, And we have to not be shy, but proclaim what God's speaking to our hearts.
I love it. I remember when you actually said that in the in the house, and people were just all stirred up. We had men in the audience too.
Yes.
And everybody that heard that, that you're influential, like you can go into the school board system and make a difference. You can go into your family, your church, where your workplace, whatever, and do that. That just really was a reminder, because we know that, but sometimes we need that reinforcement to know, I do matter. I'm not just this or I'm just that. I have a boldness inside of me that needs to rise out, because God called us to be bold in Him, in
His
presence.
He does. And, you know, we're empowered by the Spirit. We have to realize when we're being led to do something, we're not going to do it in our own strength. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing it in the strength of God.
Yeah.
He empowers us to do the things that He anoints us to do.
That's so good.
And if you're fearful or disobedient, you're going to lose out on the grace that's already been prepared and waiting for you to step into your glorious place.
So good. Your message was so powerful. And I just encourage you, after you watch this first, go back and check out Friday night and then the Saturday conference, because it really is so awesome that we have the technology to have it in a place where you can watch it for free. You can download the JDM app and watch it there. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, and catch it. It's still up there. It's going to be up there forever on all our platforms. And so you can go back and rewatch it on a replay. I actually have one right here that's so awesome. It's from Kristen. It's from Wisconsin. It says, "I'm watching Friday on replay. Saturday's Glorious was amazing. Thank you, Kathy and Team JDM. Thank you, Jesus. Showing up and showing off is the Lord's excellent presence every time." Well, Kristen, we love you that you're watching the replay, and it's timeless. It really is. And both services were so unique and so awesome.
That's so true.
We had the Glorious Living Live, which was such a hit.
That's always a big hit. And it's hard to stop it. You know, we have it scheduled for it to be 45 minutes. And especially when Jesse's on the set.
And we added Jody too.
And Jody, and then me, you didn't get a word in edgewise hardly.
I was helping facilitate. But really it is. It's true, because, you know, we have that deadline, but when the Holy Spirit's flowing and things are coming up, beautiful topics are coming up, personal, wonderful things, relatable things that people need to hear. We had to roll with it.
Yeah.
And we did.
We could have kept going, but, you know, we had the table on the platform.
Uh-huh.
So we weren't like in another room. We were in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
So I could tell the crew was ready. You know, we only gave them 2 minutes to refix the room.
They did it though.
That's
called excellence. Team JDM, good for you. I know inside, I know Brother Jesse was looking at you. She's kicking me under the table. And you're like, well, Chrissy's looking at you like, come on, time's coming. But we made it.
Everything that was shared in that last 15 minutes that was supposed to be break time, the ladies had to go to the bathroom would do it during the worship time, I guess.
Or they made a way.
People take care of business.
They took care of business. And that reminds me of this one from YouTube. It's so funny. What a blessing to see Chrissy wrangling the Duplantis conversation this morning. Happy birthday, beautiful sister in Christ. It was my birthday on
Saturday,
that day.
Yes.
And she says, I want to move to Louisiana just to be a part of your church family. So grateful to hear Jody's story, see her joy, and learn from her experiences. Pastor Kathy, you are such a gracious leader, and I'm so grateful for you sharing the continuation of God's glorious living message. Jesse, praising God for you, as always, and so grateful you spoke and shared your time, joy, and wisdom with your sisters in Christ. Hoping to be there in person next year. Much love to you all. We want to see you here, because wasn't that so great?
What's her name again?
I don't have her name, but it's from YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing to see that she recognized it, like she knows us. Mm. That's the cool thing about it, is because people often say when they watch our shows, they feel like they're sitting right across the table, whether it's Glorious Living or Boardroom Chat. So I could tell that it's touching people, it's changing people, and they see the light of Christ in us, and we see it in you when you write back to us. So please continue writing your comments
and let us know. Always love it when Jody's on the set.
Me too.
In fact, we bring her on the Glorious Living set here. That was a Glorious Living Live.
Yeah.
We incorporated it into the Glorious Conference, but this program that we have, that we've been doing 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, no, we've been doing like almost five.
Yes,
ma'am. It's been a while.
It's been a great journey.
But we're doing it.
Amen.
We're getting it done.
Amen.
Yeah, it's
But
awesome.
It's all about living gloriously for Jesus. Actually, that's a great life that He came to give us.
Yeah.
And you need to be around people that will stir you up to realize that you can have a better life than you're having now. You don't have to, if your past has been a disappointment and a failure, don't stay there. keep moving forward. Surround yourself with people of like precious faith mm-hmm. that will kickstart your faith and get you into your glorious spot.
That's so beautiful.
Place.
That's the one. I have another one I want to read from Joni. It says, fantastic, glorious conference. Thank you, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, for all you're doing to spread the gospel for 50 years. And that's a huge deal, 50 years of reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. And you both, that's why it's so relatable, I think. Whether it's in the boardroom chats or conferences, and during the conference, you, Jody, and Boss, y'all shared those personal, relatable stories that let people know, no, you can do it too. This isn't just for me. The blessing isn't just for me. I came out of it. You can too. And I think that's what really resonated with people, that over the years, 50 years, there's been so many moments where you could have said, you know what, forget this, or let someone ruin your reputation, or vice, whatever the case may be. But you didn't. Y'all kept going, and you're going strong 50 years yeah. now. What's that like?
Well, you know, it's awesome to pause and think about it. And this is one of the reasons I think the Lord gave me the theme, glorious things that Jesus, we rejoice of all the glorious things that Jesus has done. Because, and I didn't plan it this way, yeah. but just almost at the end of last year's glorious conference, mm-hmm. I went in 2025, the Lord gave me this verse of scripture. And I know now, because it was the 50-year celebration year,
yeah.
God has done great, glorious things over the year, with beginning, of course, with my salvation,
yeah.
and then me praying for Jesse to get born again, and then us serving him in the church, the different things that happened, him stepping out in the ministry, preaching that very first service, January of 1974,
mm-hmm.
and then he was just working in the church, just actually serving in the church for a season, and then preaching out occasionally, then stepped into full-time ministry, but he was full-time the minute he took the pulpit.
That's right.
That moment, he talks about it a couple of times. He mentioned it on that first service of this year. You can go back and look at it as well.
Powerful,
it was
yeah.
so powerful. And he launched the theme for this year, mm-hmm. which is also Use Your Faith
so
Voice.
So wonderful, yes.
And so he was talking about how the past, we were sitting in the church that Sunday, and we were great church people. I mean, we were faithful. We never missed a service. Here we were sitting there, and he says, we have a guest speaker tonight. And Jess and I looked at each other and said, wonder who that was. Wonder who's coming in. Because we were the ones who always looked like took an opportunity maybe to take the guest speaker out to lunch,
mm-hmm.
or we were always doing things like that. We just love being a blessing at the church. And so he says, it'll be Jesse Duplantis.
What?
So Jesse's shocked. And, you know, of course, he could tell me no all the time, but like, he can't seem to tell other people no. But he did. He preached a powerful message, mm-hmm. and it just was a turning point. It was a glorious thing that happened that launched us into what God, the future that God had. You know what? You have a glorious future.
That's right.
We keep talking about what we've done and what God did this past glorious conference this past weekend, but God has a glorious plan for your life.
Good.
It's no accident that you're watching today.
Yeah.
God wants to see you thrive in life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that's what belongs to you today. And it happens when you know Jesus as your personal Savior. And you know, some people have never even heard that message. And I talked about it at the conference too, how Jesse's daddy had never heard that message. He was in the car with what would be his future brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And that his brother-in-law made a sign of the cross. He was Catholic. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm making the sign of the cross. He says, what is that?
Wow.
He says, to Jesus. He says, who's Jesus? He had never heard of Jesus. And there are people today that's never heard of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, even if they've heard maybe the name, they don't know what it means.
Yep.
They've never had that personal relationship. But your life changes when you have a personal relationship. And the only way to do that is to come to him with your whole heart. You don't have to ever have rehearsed words, but pray to him with your heart and say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you rose from the dead. I want you to be my Savior. Forgive me. I repent of my sins. I want to live for you. And then God will come into your life and you'll instantly be changed from the inside out. Of course, then you begin your journey of renewing your mind, finding out from the Word of God what belongs to you. And then you're on your path to glorious living.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, salvation is the is such a glorious miracle. I love when you talk about, you say, I think you said it on a past glorious living, how people want to focus on those big miracles. And those are great too. We want all of it. We want those healings and deliverance. That's all wonderful. But a lot of people miss out on that simple salvation message.
That is the greatest
that's
miracle.
The greatest
that miracle,
miracle
will last into eternity. Somebody gets healed, prosperous, maybe their houses get paid off,
mm-hmm.
they get out of debt, great job opportunity, great breakthrough, healing miracles. Those things happen in this life, and we need them because Jesus came to give us a glorious life in this life, but also in eternity. So the one that affects eternity is our salvation.
That's so beautiful.
That's why I cherish it.
Me
too. It's always been precious, and here it is since 1973.
Come on. That's so awesome. It never gets old.
And so this is why we do what we do, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. So while we brought you here on the team in 2000, January of 2020. And so, and that is, I know your life has been changed, but brought us to another level.
Thank you.
And I just want to say how much we appreciate you,
the gift
that God has in you. And you know, pretty much coming up pretty soon, you'll be preaching at the church.
I know you've
done a couple of Wednesdays, a couple of 9 a.m. classes, but you'll be doing a Sunday morning service for Mother's Day
Mother's
at the church.
Yes.
A young mother speaking to the congregation, and because I'll be with Jesse on our trip to Australia, which God wants me to be there for
that's one. That's beautiful.
I've been at most of all the Mother's Day services, and I'll be celebrating with our mothers of our church the weekend before.
Yes.
But this is something that I just feel like God wants you to do, and I'm excited about what He has done in your life.
I love you, Pastor Kathy. You and Brother Jesse have just totally transformed my life, giving me this beautiful opportunity, and it's just awesome. I can't wait to be there at Covenant Church to celebrate with all the mamas out there. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the glorious things that Jesus has done for me, and I mentioned that it's been so many for me.
Of course.
You know, my beautiful daughter, she's going to be 3 years old in June, and my marriage. But when I stepped into this position, you know, I really didn't know. I knew it was amazing, and it was a beautiful open door that God had for me. But the glorious things that have unfolded during a time where the world called it chaos, right? In January 2020, COVID was coming up in March, and it was like the Lord prepared a way, and He made sure that the Word of God got out through social media since we began in January 2020 of increasing our social media presence. I mean, millions upon millions upon millions of people.
Right. We're at a time where a lot of people were shrinking back.
Exactly.
We were pushing forward. We never closed the doors of the church.
Never closed the door.
And people that came never were turned away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just miraculous the way God just kept moving things forward.
Jesse wasn't
traveling a lot because a lot of people weren't having evangelistic meetings. So we put him in the church as often as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a marvelous job.
That's right, always. And so just thinking back about those glorious things and how God, you know, the season for everybody may have looked bleak, but He used those things that the devil meant for evil to bring good, to bring about good. And that's what He wants to do in your life. If you feel like you're in a season that's maybe stifled, or you lost someone close to you, maybe you're just sad, or you're just in a season where you can't seem to break through, I believe today is a breakthrough moment for you, that you'll realize the truth of God's Word, you'll take hold of it, and you will be free in the name of Jesus, and you'll begin to walk in joy, which is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to have a glorious life. We need that joy of the Lord. That's why getting in that auditorium and seeing these women, how joyful they were. They might have walked in one way, but they left with so much encouragement, so much love, and great giveaways, too.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah, and so we made sure that we set the atmosphere of faith, that we made sure that every lady that came in, they knew that they were cherished and they were loved, because that's the truth.
Yes.
A lot of the world wants to make it seem like you're not valuable if you don't look this way or act this way, if you're not from this family or from this part of the country. I actually have a beautiful testimony I want to share from somebody from Mexico that was watching. Her name's Lily. She says, I believe it and receive it. I want to see God's blessings beyond my wildest dreams, and that God does that here in Mexico. Thank you, Jesus. So I know there are people in other parts of the world, like Mexico's going through some rough times right now. We're standing with you, that will happen. That will come to pass even today. God's blessings will happen beyond your wildest dreams.
I love that. You know, and I love the fact that people are watching from all over the world, that they can tune in. And you know what's also beautiful today, like after you've watched this, maybe you've been encouraged and strengthened, you can go binge watch.
That's right.
And on a lot, I do that.
Me too.
On a lot of things. I'm sitting, I'm relaxing time. I want to hear some past preach. I go get some old guys.
Yeah.
You know, if I find some Schombach or some, I even listen to some of Jesse's old messages.
Oh, they're so good.
On the app,
because
we have over 500 of them between Jesse and I, of older messages. And in fact, on Sunday after Glorious, He blessed us by bringing out one from 1982 that he had preached called It's Time to Become a Godly Pest, but he changed it slightly, and it's called The Pestilent Fellow.
The Pestilent Fellow.
And it was so powerful.
I loved it. And it was one of those classic, timeless messages. And every time he preaches it, it gets better and better. He adds more biblical principles, insight, and revelation. And that's so true, how we can become that pestilent fellow. People think of pestilences. Oh, gosh, I don't want anything to do with that. But you can be infectious for Christ. You can be persistent in your dreams. You can be persistent in the vision he's given you and infect others with it. And that's just by being obedient and walking in His Word.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard that message, you need to go and get it. Mm-hmm. And then when I, at the close of the service, I told him something that the Lord had put on my heart right around that whole COVID thing. We really need to be super spreaders.
That's right.
Not with in a bad way, but infecting people with the gospels.
With
that's the same
gospel.
Kind of direction. We are called to be influencers, like we started the program with. We're called to be godly influencers, to let people know that they can live a glorious life, that there's always hope. When you turn to God, nothing is ever impossible with Him.
Oh, I love it so much. And another part of the conference, one of the most powerful parts, it's hard to pick just one, they were, all of it was so anointed, is when you and Boss decided to lay hands on the people, the women and the men too, children, whoever was there, you gave the opportunity to get for them to get prayed over. Mm-hmm. And I just felt that the anointing was so strong in that place when you decided to.
Well, there was a powerful presence of the Holy Ghost when I took the service after Jesse had done the offering. This was a Saturday morning. And then I just felt like, you know, there had to be a time of impartation. And I believe that the ladies that come to to the Glorious Conference, as well as Visionary Conference, which we're starting to plan for it.
We're excited about that.
But the thing is that they come expecting, and that draws upon the Spirit of God. And so I just wanted to have an opportunity to those that wanted hands laid on them to have it. And so when I saw so many coming up and then they were in the aisles, I said, no, get out of the aisles, line the side of the house.
Yes.
All along the walls. So Jesse took one side of the auditorium, I took the other. It basically just about circled the whole room. And it was everywhere that I remember when I was going, people were hungry. Their faith was there. They were receiving. I can't wait to get testimonies of the glorious things that God did that morning.
Me too. And I know that even watching this right now, you're experienced in the presence of God. And just because you weren't in the house physically and they didn't touch you physically, this is a point of contact
right
now.
Well, during the conference, I remember praying and looking at the camera and praying for the people there that were watching. If you were one of those and you were touched by the Spirit of God, please let us know.
Yes, please let us know. And you, like I said before, you can go back on the replay and play that and just get alone with God and let your request be made known and invite the Holy Spirit wherever you are, in your kitchen, your house, your car. He's everywhere. He's in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that in itself is one of the most glorious things that Jesus, yesterday, today, and forever, that same Jesus lives in us today. And that same resurrection power lives in us today.
Yeah, and He doesn't want us to keep it to ourselves. He wants us to be infectious, spread the good news.
Yes.
Talk to someone about what Jesus has done for you. Everybody has their own story. You don't have to know the whole Bible to open up your life to someone that needs to hear the truth. This is what's so important. I was just thinking about how Jesus, when He cast the devil out of that madman of Gadara, He was in the tombs. He was a torment to the whole region. And He cast the devil out of him, and He sent him to to Decapolis, which means the 10 cities that were in the region. He says, no, you go home and you tell people what I have done for you. So He was commissioned to go and tell His story, the glorious thing that Jesus had done in His life. And He had just gotten born again, delivered, and got set free at that moment.
I love it.
So there's always something. In fact, it's better if you go out when it's fresh in your heart, fresh in your life, and you begin to share how real God is. It will change people. And I can't wait to get to heaven and talk to that guy.
What a story.
Yeah.
It's so great. I actually have the opportunity to interview many of the ladies after the conference to ask them what their favorite part was. And a lot of them had to pause and think about it. They're like, I have to just choose one? I said, no, girl, tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. I had one lady who won a giveaway prize. She brought her big basket of stuff. She's like, I believed for this. I got it. And it was so infectious, like you were saying, that people People were laughing. The women were just enjoying themselves. And that can be every day.
That's good.
That's why we call it glorious living, because we can recognize that every day can be a glorious life in Jesus.
Yeah, we got another one we're planning for. We're already planning for 2027.
Come on, yeah.
So write the dates down. Make sure, maybe you've missed it this year. Some of you have come in the past. Maybe you've never come. This 2027 will be your year. Mm-hmm. The dates are Friday, March the 5th at 7 p.m., Saturday, March the 6th at 9 a.m. at Jesse Duplantis Ministries International Headquarters in the New Orleans area. And the admission is always free for all of our conferences, but we'd love for you to register at jdm.org so we can plan your visit to make sure you, and let us know how many services you'll be coming, because you can register for all of them.
That's right. It's actually just wonderful for you to let us know so that we can have everything ready to roll for you when you come here. We also have child ministry, too.
Yeah, we have glorious kids.
Glorious kids, where you can bring your children. I know, mama, sometimes it's hard to break away from your babies, but you don't have to worry about that. We have a state-of-the-art. I mean, this looks like Disney World.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's so great, okay? It's beautiful, filled with beautiful artwork of Bible stories. And our team, Pastor Melissa, and our team there.
In the Arcatorium. Which has a great big Noah's Ark slide.
It's
like a magnet for those kids.
They love it. And they can learn from why not start now? Let your babies know. You can live a glorious life in Jesus. And you know what? It will follow generation upon generation of just beautiful Christian living.
Sometimes you just need reinforcements, and this is what happens. You come into this house, come to Jesse Duplantis Ministries, or come to church, come on a Sunday morning. You will get charged with faith. You will receive reinforcements, not just for yourself, but bring your family. Your children will get it too.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we have, not to mention, we got the best pastor in the house, Pastor Kathy. Aww. Because it's just always so awesome to walk into a place where you know that you're secure, and where you're safe in the presence of God. You don't have to worry about nonsense. You walk in and you get biblical wisdom. You get beautiful worship. The worship was absolutely phenomenal. Pastor Renee did such a great job, and the team. So, I mean, it's awesome. Covenant Church is my home, and it is fun.
We love
it. It's fun to be a Covenant Church member. It is.
And I'm glad that we can have our great sanctuary that we lend out, I guess you think of it, to Jesse Duplantis Ministries International Events. Mm-hmm. And it's always wonderful, and I'm just excited about what God has done. Yep. Glorious things.
Glorious things.
We can't ever forget about all the glorious things that God has already done, and it's all because of our partners. So partners, thank you so much for helping us go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. For 50 years now, we've been doing it. Many of you have been with us for a very long time. If you're not a partner and you would like to be, the information is there on the screen. There are different ways to give. You see the jdm.org. PayPal, text to give. You can select even giving on the JDM app if you're watching this on the app right now, or mail in a donation. It's always just trying to make it convenient for you. Mm-hmm. And just know that when your seed is sown, we're believing God with you for your harvest to come in. And then you're a part of the great team, the great effort, the great vision that God has given to this ministry. We're going to reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
Yeah. Pastor Kathy, we're a great team.
We are.
I love it.
I appreciate you so much.
Oh, I love it so much.
This next generation, God is imparting it to young women and young men, and people that are going to bring the gospel and carry it to another whole level. And we're glad to be a part of what God's doing in your life.
Thank you. And it's always wonderful to be with you in Studio C.
It's been fun. I'm so glad that you've joined with us today. It's been a great time. We've had a great time just reminiscing
about
the glorious things that God did at Glorious 2026.
Yep.
Prepping now for 27. You still have time. Well, you have a lot of time. Put it on your calendar way ahead. Mm-hmm. And don't let anything interfere with it. Use your faith voice and declare you're going to be at the Glorious Conference. Actually, why not the Visionary Conference?
I was about to say.
That's in July.
It's the 9th and the 10th, everybody. I have it up
there. There you go.
It is July 9th and 10th, and it's going to be so powerful. We're celebrating 50 years of ministry there. I mean, Brother Jesse always comes ready with the word, with fresh revelation.
Oh, he's already got his messages. He gets
them
way ahead.
Me.
I'm not just ahead of him. But
that's happening in July, and we want to see you here and rejoice with you, because it's always fun to reignite that vision in that passion that God has put inside you. We always have to revisit that dream and believe that it will come to pass.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Well, thanks, Chrissy, for being with
me. Thanks, Pastor Kathy.
We have a great time
together.
Until
next week.
And until next week, I look forward to seeing you right here in Studio C again. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.